So let's come into meditation before the channels just by closing your eyes and softly leaning back in your chair. Take a breath. It's been a very full morning already. So breathing softly so that you can let yourself just relax into an openness, a place and a space where you are available in every way possible to receive. And so many times we are always reaching. And now, as you breathe and your body relaxes and your mind can step back, you can receive. For here, what is coming in these beautiful messages are guidance and information and inspiration for all of us that is given for us to receive with the greatest love from Adiranda and Kriya.
Ah, so it is good day to you, and it is good day to you as well. Good day to you, you and you, all of the energy here. We actually have a guest right here in our studio. We are so excited. So it is a very large time of the year, very large time of the history of humanity, right here and right now. You see, as we have said before, these times, they have not been repeated over and over and over. The earth, it cycles. Humanity is not necessarily in a cycle that they have ever experienced before. Now, when you think of the cycles of humanity, what we are seeing is that energy, as it is coming in, you have just completed a cycle just this past weekend in the United States anyway. We know there are others here that are not from the United States. However, in the United States of America, they celebrated the 4th of July, which was the signing of the Declaration or of Independence or something which was not really creating as much independence as they thought that it might be. And what happens is there's a tradition of coming into the space and gathering families and friends together and blowing up fireworks. We don't understand why one wants to put some sort of gunpowder into a little tube or something and light it on fire and then watch it explode up in the sky. Except what happens with all of those explosions, they actually have a tendency to pop open your heart chakra. And then when you apply music to that, and you listen to music at the same time, the fireworks or whatever they are called pops open the heart chakra, and that is what brings just a bit of emotion sometimes, whether it is laughter or sometimes people have a tendency to get a little teary-eyed. The reason is because you're not used to having your heart chakra popped open and your cells are actually remembering all of your past experiences. Were they wonderful experiences on that 4th of July, or were they a little traumatic? Were they wonderful energies with your family and your children and your friends all around? Or were they by yourself thinking, oh, I wish I had someone to be here with to watch the fireworks that are going on in the neighbor's yard? You see, it is about a celebration of freedom. It is about a celebration of breaking away from something that was indeed attempting to control one. So think of it as breaking away of those old thoughts And those old patterns, those old habits that have a tendency to control one. We had a guest in, a wondrous guest in at the time, and she made the comment as we were having dinner or lunch or something that she still hears her mother's voice in her head saying, clean up your plate. And the vessel Marilyn said, well, you know, that is why the joy wrote on the mirror, I am enough, because you are enough to not clean up your plate, or you are enough to decide whether you have to clean up your plate or not. For you see, that is true freedom. When you realize that all of those programs that you were taught, whether they were wonderful programs or maybe a little difficult, it is up to you as to whether you wish to be free of them or not. So what do you choose? Now, of course, you say, well, I don't necessarily always choose those memories that come up when I hear the voice of my mother inside of her head that says, clean up your plate. Of course, the vessel Marilyn had the same voice in her head that, clean up your plate. Don't you know they're starving people in India? We didn't know where India was at the time, neither did the vessel Marilyn. However, you see, those old programs have a tendency sometimes to color your decision-making process now. And if they are wonderful programs, you are hanging on to them, and that is fine. If they are not as wonderful as you would like, it is time to release and integrate them. Someone asked us a few weeks ago why we talk about integration. Why don't we just get rid of it? But you see, that wonderful voice of your mother in your head is still a part of you. Everything that you have ever experienced up till this moment in time is a part of you. And so we wish to honor that. But it does not need to control one's independence. Huh? So you see, how do you get rid of it? How do you integrate it? Everything is energy, correct? Everything that you are experiencing is energy. This box is energy. This pad of paper is energy. This remote control is energy. It is only the mind that assigns a connection to it. So if that is the case, then the mind assigns a connection to your memories as well. And if your intention is to integrate that memory, integrate that program, integrate that voice in your head, you get the opportunity to consciously make that effort. Now, the first few times you go to practice that freedom, that first time independence of your old programs that are no longer serving your highest good, it might be a little uncomfortable. Your cells in your body actually start responding to what was before. And it is a hesitation. So the programming in your brain goes, wait, let's do it this way. And then you go in a new direction. So that little hesitation in your brain, where the right brain is talking to the left brain, and the left brain is talking to the right brain, and they're having a little discussion about it in your head as you are deciding whether you're going to clean your plate or not. So in that energy, what is happening is you are laying down a new track. And you're having the old tracks, like a soundtrack, the old track sort of diminish just a bit. And when it diminishes enough, it integrates completely in your system. And that is how it works. You know, your memories, your habits, your experiences, as we have used this metaphor before, it's like a wagon train. Do you remember wagon trains? We don't know if you do or not, but it was carts with a little covering on it and horses pulling it. And they would go across the United States anyway, and probably Canada as well, maybe other countries. And they would all line up together, like five or six or seven, and they would have their families and their food and everything that they would take along with them as they headed out west, the Wild West. It's pretty wild in the Midwest too. And in that energy, as it rained, the wagon trains would form ruts in the road. And even on country roads now, you will see ruts where the tires are, and then a little mound maybe of dirt or gravel or even grass growing in the center of the road on some country roads. And but in the old times, those ruts where the wagon train, by the time it got back to the back wagon, sometimes the mud, the ruts were so deep that the bottom of the wagon would drag. That is what your memories are. That is what your habits are. That is what your old programs are. Those ruts in the road where you are continuing to do the same thing over and over and over again. And if it is not working, we would recommend that you use this time to allow your newly found independence to come into play. So think of it as that wagon moving, going in a new direction, which means they're cutting new avenues that that wagon train will then follow. So it is cutting in a new road, and it is very difficult at first for the first wagon to do that, and then the second wagon will get easier, and the third will get easier yet. And before long, there is a new track that is laid down. And that is what you are doing in these times. You are laying down a new track for humanity that is a representation of your total independence. For you see, everything that is not representing independence and freedom is coming to the surface in order to be handled and rearranged. You have seen it in your lives. You have seen it in your energy. You have seen it on the news, if you watch the news. You have seen it everywhere, that freedom that others may want to control. And if that control is not in integrity, it is coming to the surface to be reckoned with and rearranged. So if you're having a difficult time moving in new directions, as this planet is right now, stop. Take a deep breath and visualize those wagon trains turning off of the regular track and cutting a new pathway for humanity to follow. That is what is happening now. You, dearest Light Plurker, are cutting a new pathway for the rest of humanity to follow. You are old souls. You have chosen to come back here at this time. And for that, we are excited. For you see, that energy, that pathway as it is coming in, is indeed acknowledging the new human, the new galactic, the new frequency with which this planet and all of the galaxies are experiencing. So as this planet, the Mother Earth, the Great Mother, is going through her cycle, you, dearest light plurker, play plus work equals plurk, of course, dearest light plurker, are cutting new tracks in your memory. You are paving the way. You are out front, leading the way for others to follow. That is what you are doing here this weekend, in divine connection. Yes, your freedom, as was celebrated a couple of weeks ago, or whenever it was, is important. Your freedom is a way that your independence is stretching out and cutting new pathways for others to stay strong and follow. That is the brilliance of you. And for that, we are grateful. We love you so much. We see you. We know you. We see your heart. We see your hesitancy, your sometimes need to please. Who are you pleasing? We prefer you to please you. And when you are pleasing you, then all others are responding the same. We love you deeply. We bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is message 3 of 4. Regarding the influential field around human beings. If you haven't heard 1 and 2, especially number 1, it might be a mystery of what we speak of, why we speak of it. The first, it is education, to let you know that like the animals of the planet, there is a sixth sense, and you do have it as human beings, and it has to do with survival. Hard to pin down by science, but psychologists know it exists. And it shows itself constantly, and we've told you the examples of how it works. But the reasoning of why we display it and talk about it is because it is starting to shift. Whereas all life has it to some degree, the evolving humanity of a consciousness that becomes higher can now begin not only to understand it, but to use it. This influential field goes two ways, and we have said it before. Things can influence you and do constantly. And also, the other way is you can put things into the field with your consciousness that would influence others. Now, it sounds a lot like control. And dear ones, it has been used for control. And the ones who've used it in the past know how fear can control groups of people. And seemingly, it spreads. We said it before. Fear is the primary one. It's actually a survival instinct, but it's often used against you and can be by those who would manipulate you and make you afraid. We've also told you in past channels that fear can paralyze you from moving forward in any way with your spirituality or even a higher consciousness thinking. But that's the primal. Yesterday, we talked about the ones that are not primal, the ones that are starting to be seen as a wonderful kind of infectious information or atmosphere of consciousness that you can place in these grids, if you want to call it, in these fields, if you want to call it. You see, they're quantum. And then we can use, if you want to say that, to enhance those around you, humanity in general. And it's not about using them as much as becoming them. And what we say is this: a high consciousness humanity, a high consciousness human being, is always that which is seen immediately as good. We've said this before, and now we'll enhance it. The masters who walked the earth knew of this influential field. And when they walked around, their consciousness was pure love. And in that consciousness and that field, people stopped and stared. As they would move through villages, people would put down whatever they were doing and simply follow them. Have you ever thought about that? That they carried a quantum field that was so big, it didn't matter how far a person was. People came from a long way just to be with them without even knowing why. We're told that even the animals might sit at their feet. What were the animals feeling? You see, they have an influential field as well. Human beings would go and sit and listen and be soothed and satisfied. Dear ones, this is the third attribute we wish to speak of, and it is love. You might say, well, how could that be a primal instinct? It is. It really is. It's just not used. Mother, I said it before. What was the consciousness? What happened to your heart when you looked at your infant for the first time and it opened its eyes and looked at you? Do you remember? Write it down. What was the reaction? You say, I can't write it down. There are no words to describe that emotion and that feeling. I'll tell you that both of you felt it. The love of a mother goes into the field of an infant. That infant becomes an adult, never forgets it. Never forgets it. That is how influential it is. The teaching of a woman to a child is a field of influence where the child learns it and listens and knows. The influence of love is one of the greatest influences in all humanity, more than joy. And you know I'm right. And it goes far beyond just one person or one child or one mother. Think of the love that you would have for an animal. Question: does the animal feel it? Is the animal influenced by your love? Every single one of you who have loved an animal knows the answer is yes. Is the animal then capable of sensing that which you project in your field of influence? And the answer is, oh, yes. Those of you who have had animals have seen these things misused as well, where their field of influence might be trained and they're afraid of humans because of what has happened. This is a field of influence. This is not simple biology. Those who would say, well, something happens enough times and they will then change. It is more than that. Love is an influential, powerful tool for human to human. You sat in a movie, perhaps. It's a love story. And in this love story, you find that two humans are perhaps kept apart, or one misunderstands the other. Something happens, but you realize they're both very much in love with the other one. They never say it, they can't, and it's withheld until a certain moment in the film when they both realize they feel the same. And you've sat through an hour or an hour and a half of them being apart and wishing they wouldn't be. And here it comes, the first time when they will touch and they're looking in each other's eyes and realize that it's mutual. And the tears will start and the women will cry and the men will pretend that they're not affected. What's going on there? The storyteller and the ones on the screen have included you in the influence of love. Do you see this? It goes beyond a psychological response, dear ones. When two people fall in love, it's a mystery. Even to psychologists, why the chemistry of the body goes haywire at the moment. And it does. And they go into altered states and forget things and do odd things and say unusual things because they're in love. The chemistry of the body is responding to the influence of a grand event of the heart. It's more than simply the brain or psychology. Love is one of the strongest influences that a human can have, project, or feel. And I just told you that it changes chemistry. What if you felt love from another group of people? If you had lack of self-worth and suddenly you were forced into a group and you didn't want to go and you realized they weren't going to hurt you, they were going to love you, it would change you, it would change your body, it would change your structure, it would change your life. What if one culture of humanity suddenly wakes up to say, I really love them. I love the way they work and the way they project themselves. And suddenly you have cultures loving each other. Do you think that would change the planet? That is a field of influence. Let me tell you something. The Star Mothers came from a planet of love where it was so strong and ruled so strongly and forcefully that the planet had an influence on other planets. That is where it can go. That's how big it is. Can you imagine that? My partner was in India, and he had an experience, and with this I'll close. It was hot and uncomfortable, and he'll tell you so. They'd been out in the sun, they'd been walking, they'd been touring, they'd been seeing. Much to see there in India. But he wasn't really ready for what happened next. He and his touring group found solace in a Sikh temple. And they walked into that temple after they had taken off their shoes, and they sat down, and they realized the temple had one person in it. A Sikh who was in charge, who was a master, perhaps more than a master, who had studied that which was his philosophy, of balance and love, all his life. And he was then in charge of being there to set the template for the temple. One man. And I will tell you this, that my partner and all of the touring groups sat down and did not want to get up. They did not want to get up because they felt so comfortable and so satisfied and so loved in that moment, not by the one man, but the all that is. It's the same feeling of why those follow the masters. It was a field of influence that was created not just by the temple, but by the one man who was in charge. Is such a thing possible that you could change people with what you put into your field? That you could open your eyes and see not criticism but love for every single human being that you look at. no matter who they are or what they represent or what you have in common or not in common or the issues you've had. But you can see that in their soul is the love of God, of Spirit, of the Creator, that you have in common with them, no matter what your differences. And this would be your attitude wherever you walked. And if it was, you'd be a master. That's how influential love is. It is the third of the influential attributes that I wanted to cover. It would seem to be the absolute strongest, and it is. But number four coming up is the one you don't expect. Is it strong? Yes. But more than that, it's life-saving. It's functional. And it's part of your evolution that's coming. I'll be back. And so it is.